There's been a great deal of protest about what has happened since September 11th, and in particular, of course, against the war by the Bush administration in Afghanistan. And many Science for Peace members have been active in those protests. But I think the feeling that many of us have had in Science for Peace, and I'm sure it's a more general feeling, is that there's also a need for some real in-depth discussion of the issues, that what we're involved in is an issue that's going to be around for quite a while. And that's what we are trying to do today, to contribute to that kind of discussion. I should also say about this event that we're trying to make it something like a teach-in, in the sense that we want different points of view and even opposing points of view, since that we're meeting at a university where that is of the essence of what we are about. We have many distinguished speakers with us here today in the plenaries or in the workshop, but on this point, very important point about different points of view, I do want to say that we're particularly grateful to the Government of Canada for making available for us today Eileen Carroll, who's a member of Parliament and is the Parliamentary Secretary to John Manley. First thing we're going to do then here at our opening plenary, our speaker here is John McMurtry on why is there a war in Afghanistan. I think most of us here know who John McMurtry is. He's a professor of philosophy at the University of Guelph. He's a prodigious author. He writes a book a year. He has a book coming out early in the coming year called Value Wars. He has a book that just came out called The Cancer Stage of Capitalism. And the preceding year, he had a book called Unequal Freedoms, The Global as an Ethical System. And the final thing that John asked me to announce is that he is now a member of the Royal Society of Canada. Just means that the Royal Society of Canada has finally got a decent standard of admission. And they are honored to have John as one of their members, as much as he is to be a member. So here now is John McMurtry.